Stephanie, the American Petroleum Institute, you have a 5-point policy roadmap. This is for federal energy policy, but it also relates to what we're doing here in the Commonwealth. Can you talk a bit about those 5 points?
Absolutely. And just leading right into that, I would say energy was on the ballot last year during the elections, and Pennsylvania made 2024 an energy election. And guess what, Loman? Energy won. So you look at the scale of America's energy need, it is so great, and we have an opportunity to power that future. And here's a couple stats for you in the audience, which is really staggering when you think about it. So U.S. electricity demand has grown by 2.5% over the last 7 years. But now over the next 7 years, it's projected to grow 25%. So we're going from 2.5% to 25% of electricity demand. And you hear a lot about artificial intelligence and just the strain on the power grid. So if we want to keep the bulk of AI on American soil, we're going to have to dedicate about 51 gigawatts, which is that's roughly equivalent to all the power the entire state of California produces in a year. So our next chapter of our energy future begins right now, and the United States can and will meet the moment. And we're looking to the new administration and Congress to focus on securing our energy leadership, because we know, you know, the status quo is not going to cut it. And bringing it back to Pennsylvania, natural gas development is foundational to our economy, and it must be a top priority to meeting our increasing energy needs. So that's just a perfect segue to get into our state of American energy and the 5-point policy plan that we unveiled back in January. So every year in Washington, D.C., the American Petroleum Institute is based in Washington, D.C., and our president and CEO, Mike Summers, gives a state of the state on exactly what is the state of American energy, specifically focusing in on natural gas and oil. And the main bottom line point is what I said at the outset of this interview, is that the election made it clear that energy was on the ballot and the American energy won. So you take a look at that. So right now this is the American energy opportunity to advance common sense energy policies. So we're asking the administration and Congress that, you know, let's seize this opportunity. So when you take a look at our 5-point policy roadmap, these are the suggestions that we have, the policy points that we have put forth to the administration and Congress on how we can seize this energy opportunity. And one is protecting consumer choice. And what that means is government should not be telling Americans which cars to drive. So this is the electric vehicle mandate, if you will. Electric vehicles are fine. They're an option for some, but they don't work for all Americans. And the existing charging infrastructure as well is completely inadequate to meet the mandated targets. So what we're saying is government should not be telling us what to do in that area. So that's number one. Number two is making sure we can bolster our geopolitical strength. And what I'm talking specifically about here is the opportunity for liquefied natural gas exports. So nowhere is the value of energy as geopolitical strength clearer than it is through U.S. LNG. So by increasing liquefied natural gas to our allies abroad, that allows them not to be beholden to the unstable regions in the world, such as Russia and others, for their energy needs. So we need to make sure that we can get these LNG export applications approved in a timely manner, and that we can continue to support our allies abroad. The third point is we need to leverage our natural resources. Energy production benefits every region of the country, including right here in Pennsylvania. But unfortunately, now, the previous administration impeded that resource development, and that included they implemented the weakest offshore leasing program in history. So this year, just as something to point to, this year the U.S. didn't have an offshore lease sale for the first time since 1966. So a pro-American energy approach is sorely needed to initiate this new era of federal energy leasing. So we absolutely need to have more access to these precious resources. Fourth, and something you hear about a lot, is the need to reform our permitting system. And that's not only at the national level, but at the state level. So we need smart, comprehensive permitting reform, and to make sure that our companies, they ensure that we have transparency and predictability and timeliness and durability. the permitting process has been weaponized, unfortunately, by opponents of the of energy progress, and they try to stop these projects before they even start. So we need that reform to ensure that we can build the infrastructure needed for today and the future. And then fifth, certainly not least, last but not least, is that we need to advance sensible tax policy. You know, the U.S. natural gas and oil industry, we support nearly 11 million jobs in this country, and we're responsible for billions of dollars of domestic investment in 2025. But capital flows where capital is welcome, and the U.S. tax policy's got to be competitive with other countries.
We are talking with Stephanie Wissman, who is executive director of the American Petroleum Institute's Pennsylvania chapter, about U.S. energy policy. And interesting you mentioned, Stephanie, that capital goes where capital's welcome. With the new administration in Washington, obviously now we have an energy-friendly federal administration, but then there's competition among the 50 states. So where does Pennsylvania stand in that competition?
You make a great point with that. We are extremely competitive, being the number two natural gas producing state in the country. So we've got that as an advantage right here. And in Pennsylvania, we've become an energy powerhouse, and a lot of that has to do with natural gas going into the generation space, generating energy from natural gas. And a little factoid as well, that natural gas developed here provides more than half of the state's electricity generation. So it's quite a bit of the energy portfolio here. And we are also, because of natural gas, we are the number one exporter of energy in the United States, just in general, because we have such a vast amount of energy across all energy sources here in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, so as far as how we stack up with other states, I know just with bordering states like West Virginia and Ohio, perfect examples. I mean, West Virginia has made it known that they are coming for Pennsylvania. They want the jobs. They want the economic development. So they're going to do everything they possibly can to get companies to locate there, for families to live there. I mean, that's very important to them. And they are actually going to take a look at all their surrounding states to see how does West Virginia stack up against these surrounding states when it comes to regulations and ease of getting permits to build a facility and create jobs. So I would say, as far as we can get in our own way, I guess is the best way to say that, is that we have such a tremendous opportunity here because we are so competitive with the resources that we have, but we need to be mindful there are other states that are coming for us, and they want those opportunities in their states.
And of course, we have this Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI, sort of hanging over our heads like the sword of Damocles here, Stephanie. And as a result, we've had some of our coal-fired power plants shutting down. Yet you mentioned earlier a dramatic increase in the demand and soon-to-be future demand for electricity. What does this do for the dependability of the grid? Are we going to be generating enough electricity to power our needs?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I mean, because that is definitely an issue right now. I mean, PJM, which is the regional grid operator, they've been sounding the bell on this for quite a while, probably for the last couple of years. And a recent report that was out by PJM shows the challenge of meeting the growing demand for power due in large part from the data centers and electrification, all that strain that is anticipated to be put on the electric grid. And for your listeners, so they understand, PJM is the country's largest regional transmission organization. So it operates the electric grid and coordinates the movement of wholesale electricity in all or parts of 13 states, including Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C. So they're the ones that need to make sure they direct where all of the electricity goes. And the report also points out that as demand growth and requirements on thermal resources such as natural gas, coal, and oil are accelerating faster than the pace of development and deployment of these new resources, and it could result in a shortfall in supply by 2030. So it's definitely something that's top of mind. And as far as API is concerned, as the United States' leading fuel for power generation, natural gas is absolutely critically important to not only powering our homes and our businesses and manufacturing, but also data centers that I mentioned before that support advancements in technology and AI. So using natural gas for power generation has helped the U.S. achieve the largest decline in carbon dioxide emissions since 2005. So after a decade of relatively flat electricity demand, as I was mentioning earlier, America is seeing an acceleration in load growth and new data centers, manufacturing facilities, and electrification efforts. So what we're saying is that, hey, Pennsylvania is natural gas rich. We are in a very enviable position. And that gives us, you know, that gives us the positioning to help tackle this whole load growth challenge and provide reliable, dispatchable baseload power to support a strong, resilient grid while minimizing carbon emissions.
Governor Josh Shapiro has floated the idea of removing Pennsylvania from that PJM grid that you referenced here, Stephanie, because Pennsylvania is a net exporter of energy, of electrical energy. Is that something that's even possible to do?
Yeah, well, I know the governor cannot unilaterally remove Pennsylvania from PJM. That is something that the individual utility companies, energy utility companies, would have to decide. And they would have to petition both FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, as well as the Public Utility Commission in doing that. And that would be pretty costly as well for companies to remove themselves from the PJM. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different factors there, but bottom line is that the governor cannot unilaterally do that.
So the bottom line actually is we need to develop our energy resources, and spearheading that effort is the American Petroleum Institute. We have been talking with their Pennsylvania Executive Director, Stephanie Wissman. Stephanie, tell us a bit more about API, and you put out a lot of information here. I'm assuming most of that's available on the web. So where can they find that?
Sure. So the American Petroleum Institute is the only national trade organization that represents all segments of the natural gas and oil industry. So that includes the production side, exploration and production of natural gas and oil, companies involved in that space, as well as the midstream side, which is your transportation of that energy source, predominantly pipelines, downstream, which is your, think about your traditional refining segment, so refining of crude oil into gasoline, distillate, et cetera, as well as petrochemical complexes that take the derivatives of natural gas and oil and convert them into building blocks for products that we use every day. And we've been around as an organization for over 100 years. And while we are advocates on behalf of our 600 member companies nationwide, we were actually founded as a standard-setting organization to the industry. We maintain, the Institute maintains 800 standards and recommended practices for virtually every facet of the industry. And you can find out more about API on our website, which is at www.api.org, as well as on social media on Twitter X at the handle at API Penna, P-E-N-N-A. And we have a Facebook page, American Petroleum Institute, Pennsylvania.
Stephanie Wissman of the American Petroleum Institute. Stephanie, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Loman. It's a pleasure being here.